The day was not over yet.
We have to send everything back to its own world,
explained Merlin.
All the story characters have to go home to their own stories.
With the magic of the book and the key together, the job wasn't difficult. All over London, people and things returned to their own worlds. Pirates went back to their ships. The White Rabbit went back to Wonderland. Knights and dragons went back to their fights. Everyone seemed happy, except Anna.
What's the matter?
Leo asked.
We mustn't change anything in the story worlds,
said Anna.
But I can't stop thinking about Romeo and Juliet. We changed their story.
And we caused all these problems by doing that,
said Leo.
Yes, but do you remember the look of love on their faces? How happy they were?
Leo remembered. Now the story was going to change back to its old, sad ending.
Unless,
said Leo,
I've got an idea. It might work.
All three children ran to find the adults. Merlin was getting ready to leave.
Wait,
said Anna.
Perhaps Romeo and Juliet don't have to die.
How?
Asked Aunt Beth.
We could use the book one last time,
said Ben. 10 minutes later, they were all on a London street. But this was a very different London. The year was 1595, and they were outside the Globe Theatre. Inside, Aunt Beth and her sister were speaking to a very special person, William Shakespeare, the writer of Romeo and Juliet. After a few minutes, Shakespeare nodded and scribbled something. When they came out, Beth and Sophia were smiling.
He said yes,
said Aunt Beth, and she waved a piece of paper in her hand.
William Shakespeare has written a secret new ending to the play. In it, Romeo and Juliet live a long, happy life together.
Leo smiled.
So, even if no one else knows, Romeo and Juliet don't have to die.
You mustn't tell anyone about it. It must be our secret,
said Sophia.
Nobody would believe us anyway,
said Ben. It was almost time to go home. The children knew that they would never use the book or the key again. Merlin was going to keep both of them after he had taken everyone home. But they weren't sad. They had had the best adventure ever.
What will we do when we get home?
Asked Ben.
Well, I've still got my homework. Now everything is back to normal, I can use Aunt Beth's study,
said Leo.
Leo!
Cried Anna and Ben.
I was only joking. I'll come outside with you.